Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Recently at one of my events in Miami, someone asked me, Craig, if you were starting a business in this crazy world right now, what the heck would you do? And I gave them essentially 10 principles, foundations, really the 10 commandments of what I call the perfect business that I would follow right now if I was starting a brand new business. And in fact, I would even use, and I actually do use these principles in my current business to grow it to the next level. So it doesn't matter where you are on your entrepreneurial journey, you're going to love this perfect business formula for entrepreneurs. Let's jump into it right now. You're going to absolutely love this. It's really going to change the game for you. And if you do like it, make sure to send me a message on Instagram at Real Craig Valentine. Tell me your favorite business commandment and why it's going to change your business. All right, let's go. The number one commandment of a perfect business is that you must have clarity about what matters. Hey, I'm Craig Valentine, author of Unstoppable, the Wall Street Journal bestseller. And most business owners don't know what to do next. And that's why they aren't making good money. So, you know, give me a hey, yeah, if you are not making the money you deserve, right? Instead, you're probably struggling, you're winging it, and you're making it up as you go along. And if you're feeling that way, as a result, you probably work too much. You might feel like you're burning too much time and too much energy, and maybe you're making the wrong decisions that are costing you big bucks. Now listen, it's not your fault because, first of all, you just need to get clarity on what matters in your business and in your life. And when you have that, as I teach in Unstoppable and all my courses, is that once you have that, you have alignment. And when you have alignment, you elevate your ambitions and success becomes so simple and you'll start naturally making more money with less work. It's an absolutely amazing feeling to wake up every day having money coming in and not having to worry about grinding yourself into the ground. So here are a couple of ideas to help you get started. First, what I want you to do is set aside some time and identify what you want to achieve in the next 3 years. I know that sounds like a long time and a big exercise, but this is gonna help you build that dream destination for your life, okay? And once you know that, you can build a straight line to success and the decisions are easy. And then second, I want you to limit your big goals in the next 3 years to just three major work accomplishments. Like maybe that's opening a new location or writing a book or making $1 million on Instagram through my systems or getting 1,000 coaching clients like me, all right? So for example, when I helped Bedros Koulian get this clarity, he was able to cut the junk from his personal life, a lot of bad habits, and get laser focused on becoming a leader in his business. So he was able to grow his franchise nearly 10x in 3 years. You want to hear one of my favorite tools for success? Well, it comes in the second commandment of building a perfect business, and it's to do better planning and preparation than ever before. Because as the old saying goes, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. But most business owners, they're flying by the seat of their pants and they're making things up. They don't have any type of planning. They wake up and they wonder, well, what should I do today? My goodness, if you're doing that, you're wasting the day and it's gonna be an epic fail. And so instead of making money, you end up going and wasting time on social media or chasing shiny objects because you don't have that blueprint for success. And you might end up working really late at night and getting super stressed and sacrificing family time and personal life because you haven't built the plan. Now, here's the thing. Putting together a simple plan for your business sounds really hard to most entrepreneurs. But as I say, climbing Mount Everest is simple. It's not easy, but it is simple when you have a blueprint in place. You just do what other successful climbers have done. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, okay? You don't have to find a new way up to the top of the mountain. Instead, all you need is a great plan. And when you have a great plan in your business, you also start naturally making more money and you have success and you achieve your goals and you reach that mountaintop and it's an amazing feeling, okay? So here are a couple of ideas that I pulled from my perfect day formula, which helps people plan, all right? First, you're gonna identify your number one goal for the next 90 days. And second, you're gonna build out three big action items and exactly what to do in the next 24 hours to get the quick victories. So I recently taught this to one of my clients, a guy named Matthew Benvey, and he was able to exceed his goals in 60 days because he had that step-by-step plan in place. In the past, he didn't really have a plan. He kind of had vague goals, and he was just grinding and hustling and working too much, and really it hurt some of his relationships. So when we put the 90-day plan into place, it was super successful. I'm gonna reveal the third commandment of a perfect business, and it goes like this. You must have singularity of focus. Now, here's the quote. It goes like this. If you wanna do great things, you must do fewer things. Hear that again, listen to it again. If you wanna do great things, like amazing things, you have to do fewer things. You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything. You have to have that singularity of focus. What's the problem though? Most entrepreneurs, we're super distracted, right? We see shiny objects everywhere. Oh, I should try this, I should try this. You know, maybe I should go and do this. I should start another business. Oh my goodness. The things that I hear from people. Well, listen, it's natural. Humans want to have it all. And there's a lot of things out there that can distract us. And instead of us making money, we're off chasing the latest social media. We're listening to 19 podcasts. We have this hour-long morning routine, which is holding us back. And instead of making money, we're just wasting our time and not having any accomplishments. And it's super sad and frustrating. And I don't want you to feel like that anymore, because what you feel like is you're always working. You're not present with your kids or your girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, partner, whatever it is. You're not making time for workouts. And it's not your fault, because every single day, there's all these PhDs out in Silicon Valley making your phone addictive. And you can't win that battle every day. And so years ago, I was losing that battle. It caused me anxiety. That's why I wrote this book, Unstoppable, to help entrepreneurs like you overcome this stuff, this distraction and anxiety. So what I did was I built singularity of focus using my rules for living. And the rules for living are powerful principles that make success automatic. When you have rules, you don't screw up. You simply do not mess up. And when you create your rules for living, and I'll show you exactly how, you're gonna dominate your days. And you're gonna become super successful in every area of your life, your health, your happiness, your family, your finances. You're gonna start making money naturally with less work. It's a really amazing feeling to have that money flowing in, totally abundant. Now, here are a couple of ideas to help you out. Now, first, you're gonna identify a rule for your health, your wealth building, and your time management. A couple of them like this, like maybe you eat a certain diet. Maybe you get up at a certain time every day. All right, those are the types of rules. This is the rule I follow. And when you have that identity, you're gonna change your behaviors. You change your behaviors, you're gonna change your success. Now, second, identify a rule that you not do, okay? A not to do rule that will keep you out of trouble. Like, I don't drink on school nights. Or, for example, I don't swear. You know, I really do not do those things, and that keeps me out of trouble. Now, on the bright side, you know, on the rules for my living, I exercise at a certain time every day. I write one marketing piece every day. I write 1,500 words every day, and I get up at 3:57 a.m. every day. And my do not do rule daily is I don't check email until I'm done my writing. So those are all great examples of rules to put in your life that make success automatic. And when I taught my client, Sharon Srivatsa, this guy who 10x'd a real estate business, I taught him how to do this at our coaching day. And he began to implement daily rules and rituals that helped him scale his brand faster, his new business, and really reduce the amount of stress that he has in his life so he can spend more time with his kids. The fourth commandment of a perfect business is to have time ownership. Have you ever heard of magic time? Magic time is the key to success. It's a time of day when you're three times more productive, creative, and energetic than at any other time of day. Now, finding your magic time and ruthlessly protecting it is the key to your success. If you're able to do this, money and success will flow easily into your life. And abundance awaits when you take care of this one secret to success that I talk about in here, okay? But thing is, most entrepreneurs, most of us, we give away our magic time. We're not ruthlessly protective of it. And then we wonder why we struggle to get anything done every day. Magic time is the secret. It is the key. So when you do that, when you give away your time, you feel like you're always working, okay? It's like from as soon as I get up until when I go to bed, I'm working. I'm not with my family. I'm sacrificing the best years of my life. And if you've ever felt that way, I want you to understand it's not your fault. Because before I discovered my magic time, I was working 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. And the Magic Time set me free from that 9-to-5 lifestyle, okay? It set me free from the 9-to-9, 6-to-7 lifestyle, that crazy life that I had. All the anxiety attacks, my Magic Time set me free from it. And so it will do the same for you. So you can dominate your days and become super successful in every area of life, health, wealth, family, finances. Abundance is yours. You just need to do a couple of things. First, track your daily activities using a time journal. That is key. I'll show you exactly how. And second, identify that time of day when you are 3 times more creative, energetic, and productive. It's allowed me to write my books. It allowed me to create all my programs. And this makes success automatic. So when I taught the time journal exercise to my client, Shanda Sumter, she was able to get more done in the 5 hours that she works every day. That's right, she only works 5 hours a day. So she can spend more time with her son, and she's built a $10 million a year business, 5 hours a day. It's amazing. She has the life of everyone's dream. She has income and impact and influence. And by the way, the time journal helps you overcome your OCD loops and helps you find your value and your worth, which is really important for figuring out what to do next. The fifth commandment of a perfect business is to get professional accountability. And I want you to think for a second about a gold medal athlete. What do they have in common with NFL Super Bowl champions and the winners of the World Cup? What all athletes have in common? They have a coach. And a coach is your professional accountability. They're gonna give you the expert advice to get you through troubled times and help you make more money. And they're also gonna be hard on you like a coach. They're gonna hold you accountable to doing exactly what you must do. Because that's where most people break down. They don't have accountability. So they get up in the morning, they know what they should be doing, but they don't do it. You ever have days like that? I know I should be doing this. I should be writing this script. I should be building this webinar. I'm gonna go and screw around on social media. Listen, we've all been there. Now, imagine a pro athlete without a coach. They would also be lost. They wouldn't know what to do for training. You know, Usain Bolt would show up to the track and he's like, I don't know, just running a straight line maybe? I don't know. He wouldn't become the gold medal record holder, all right? So 80% of entrepreneurs don't have a coach. And it's not a surprise that 80% of small businesses fail. Those are connected. Now, let me ask you another sports question. Have you ever seen a hockey stick? Right, a hockey stick goes like that. Man, that curve is a game changer. You see, when I got my first business coach, my results went like a hockey stick. I was struggling before that. I was kind of like growing slowly. And then when I got the coach, boom, results like a hockey stick. I made more money in 3 days than I did in the previous 3 months with my first coach. All right, so abundance awaits when you take care of this one secret to success. But again, most entrepreneurs, you know, we're a little hard-headed, we're a little pig-headed, we're a little stubborn, and we ignore this advice. And as a result, we struggle a little bit too long. All we needed to do is get a coach who's been there and done that and achieved what we want to achieve. Instead of going around and playing this game of business with a blindfold on and struggling to make things work. So let's stop doing that. Let's stop being an island in isolation in the middle of the ocean all by ourselves and get a coach, someone who can hold us accountable and show us the right way. Because this is common and it's not your fault. You've probably resisted this and you don't know where to start. But when you have a coach, you can dominate your days and become super successful in every area of your life, all right? So for example, my client, Frank Den Blanken, and I was his first coach. He's from the Netherlands. He was doing okay before he hired me. He was doing 10K per month, so 6 figures. But then when he got me as a coach, even before he came to my workshop, he got the accountability, the structure, and systems in place. He got results in advance. And in the 9 months that I worked with him, he went from 10K per month to over 100K per month, and we're still going strong, okay? So here are a couple of ideas to help you right now. When getting a coach, you first need to identify where you need the most help. Is it clarity? Is it structure? Is it systems? Or is it skills? And then identify where you need more accountability, like sticking to work, sticking to your wake-up time, sticking to, you know, your work cutoff times. And then second, look for a coach that offers support to achieve these goals. Hey, my friend, the sixth commandment of the perfect business is having more friends, or what I call building your social support, and also what I call making money with friends. This is why I want us to get connected, because life can be really frustrating for the entrepreneur that doesn't have a strong social circle, right? You feel like you're an isolated island in the middle of the ocean, you're an entrepreneur surrounded with negative people like in-laws and siblings and cousins and friends that don't believe in you, or friends that are worried about you. And that's okay. It's not your fault or theirs. People are resistant to that change, right? When they hear about you starting a side business, they're just worried. They don't want you to get hurt. in most cases. Now, yes, in some cases, people are envious of you because they don't have the strength and the guts and the courage to make the big leap. And sometimes they just think that you're going to be successful and leave them behind. That's just natural human emotion, okay? Now, instead, what I want you to do is I want to help you make money and spend less time dealing with negativity and having mental energy leaks, okay? And when you have a strong social network, strong social support, you're able to make money with friends, and you stop feeling like you're fighting that uphill battle through mud and weighed down with a giant pack of jealousy. That's not your fault for sure, because you haven't done anything wrong. Now, here's the thing. Before I wrote this book, The Perfect Day Formula, I felt like that. I was surrounded by people that wanted to drink all the time, party all the time, and it made my life worse, led to anxiety attacks. Unfortunately, I was also a big time introvert, so it was hard for me to connect with new people. But still, I went out of my way. I grew my social circle of successful people, both in person and on the internet, which is why my Facebook group is so powerful. And once you create your own positive social support, you'll have friends that actually want to see you succeed and make money with you. So the bigger your network, the bigger your net worth, and life will be absolutely amazing. You'll make more money with less work, and it's an amazing feeling to have that abundance flow into your life. So the first thing you need to do is identify an event or Facebook group in your industry and get connected. Second, start to add value to other people. When you go with the giving hand, man, that all of a sudden becomes so easy to grow your success. For example, I have a tool called Creating Your Dream Dozen Partners. And when you make that list of 12 people that you need to know that can help grow your business, and you get connected with them and you add value to them and you earn their support, it makes success automatic. I recently did this for one of my clients, a guy named Vince Del Monte. He stepped outside of his comfort zone. He left the negativity of haters behind, and he was able to grow a $500,000 a month business while working less and having more time for his wife, his kids, and his faith. So I want to help you build the same social support network that you need that. Hey, the seventh commandment of a perfect business is you must have a meaningful incentive. And it might be your puppy dog, or it might be your family, but listen, you know what? If you don't have a meaningful incentive in place, you're not going to be able to deal with what people are calling the entrepreneurial roller coaster. So maybe you've seen this famous picture on Instagram, and it shows like, hey, at one point in the day, you're going to be up here, then you're going to be down here, then you're going to be up here, and it's the entrepreneurial life. And that goes within your day, within your hours, within your week. And it shows that you're gonna have major highs and little lows all at the same time. Now listen, growing $1 million business and making money will have its ups and downs. And we gotta be okay with that. But what fuels us through that is the meaningful incentive. And most entrepreneurs, they're not prepared to deal with those dips because they just look at the internet and they see people with Lambos and jets, and they don't realize that that person had to go through a lot to get there. But they were always driven because of their meaningful incentive. For example, my friend, Grant Cardone, he's now 62 years old and he has a ton of money, but they don't see him broke at 25. They don't see him grinding at 35. They don't see him finally getting married at 45 after sacrificing his life and then having kids at 55. So stop chasing his life. But realize though that he had a meaningful incentive that drove him through those tough times. His life though, right now, it's not right for you. And it's not your fault because social media is sucking us into living someone else's dreams and living someone else's life. And it gives us all that stress and anxiety. And we need to put a stop to that right now and do this one thing. Build your meaningful incentive. When I did that for my client, Joe Polish, he's a famous coach and marketer, really awesome guy, but he wasn't reaching his full potential. And then we gave him that meaningful incentive and it helped him to focus and cut a lot of distractions and build the business of his dreams and even find the love of his life. So the meaningful incentive is powerful to keep you on track and keep you out of trouble. And I wrote this book, The Perfect Day Formula, for you because of the eighth commandment of building a perfect business. And that is that structure equals freedom. And having more structure in your life will allow you to have more perfect days. More perfect days in your business is where you make massive leaps ahead, okay? So that you can grow your empire. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs spend all day in busy work. It's urgent and important. You're putting out fires. You do lots of activity, but nothing major gets accomplished. And if I would have followed that, I never would have wrote this book. And I used to feel that way. I know that feeling until I built my perfect days. Most entrepreneurs chase too many shiny objects and don't follow a success script for their work. So they end up putting in long hours, Your day bleeds into your night. You're grinding it out. You lose the passion that got you started in the first place. And you can tell I'm passionate about building perfect days for you and your business. Now, back when I was a struggling personal trainer, I tried to do everything. I had no boundaries, no structure, suffered in silence, worked too much, and ended up with massive stress and crippling anxiety that put me in the hospital twice. The second visit was when I said enough. I hired a coach, got hockey stick results, put structure in my day, earned true freedom in my life. And if you are struggling with that stuff right now, it's not your fault because you just were not taught how to let go and put boundaries in your life. And we also weren't taught how to build a business. We were just told to grind and hustle and work longer and suffer. Now, if that's you, you're in the right place. We're gonna put a stop to that, but it requires you going through a simple tool in my book to build your perfect days. Now, Russell Brunson, the world famous entrepreneur and sales machine, he used this tool to put more structure in his life and make more time in his day so he could go and write funnels to build ClickFunnels to over $100 million. Now, the first thing that we did with him was identify boundaries and things to stop doing. Then he focused on the number one thing to do and he built structure to have him succeed faster. Hey, do you know how your business is like this iPhone? Well, it comes down to the ninth commandment of a perfect business, and that's to have systems for automatic success. Now, the reason why these things are so powerful is because they have so many operating systems that allow it to do powerful, powerful things like call Japan or, you know, make all these videos that are absolutely amazing. And so most business owners, they don't have an iPhone in their business. They don't have the systems, the operating systems that allow you to be successful. And when you have the wrong systems in place, and no system is a system, trust me, when you have the wrong systems, you waste time, waste money, and waste energy. And we all know that feeling at the end of a day, like 5 p.m., when we feel like our day has been day-jacked, right? Someone's stolen our day and our time got away from us and we got nothing done. We all know that feeling. And it's because we had the wrong systems in place. And again, if you say, well, I don't have any systems, then you've just proved my point. No systems is a system. No systems is no success. No systems is too much struggle. And this isn't just true for beginners, but for advanced coaching clients as well. Millionaires, if they've made it to that point, sometimes just by hard work or luck, and they don't have systems, they end up working too much, they're working late at night, they're very stressed, they're sacrificing their health, their wealth, their family time, and their personal life. So one of my clients, a woman named Isabel Price, absolutely amazing woman, had a $1 million business, but no systems, and it was causing her a lot of stress. She was up late, running around, getting up late, frustrated, you know, not enough time for her two young boys and her husband, and she just felt like she was spinning her wheels. And this is a woman who's dedicated to health, and she didn't feel healthy. And we've all felt like that. We've all felt like our world is getting away from us, and it's not our fault. It's not Isabel's fault that she felt like that, because she wasn't taught to have systems. She wasn't taught to put structure, and she wasn't taught how to run a business. She was a nutrition coach. So like Isabel, you might not know where to start. And there are so many systems you need to build. Which one comes first? That's a great, great question. But you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Here are a couple of ideas to help right away, okay? First, I teach you what not to do. Get rid of the bad systems. This is more important than having a to-do list when you get rid of the bad stuff. And then second, we do show you how to start your day with the right systems that make success automatic for the rest of the day. Because how you start the day is how the rest of the day goes. With the 10th commandment of a perfect business, and it is to have big deadlines, all right? So think about this. When you're running a race or trying to get something done before 5 p.m., before you head out for vacation, what happens? Well, listen, you push hard to the finish line and you make it happen. That's why the big deadline is a huge part of my perfect day formula book, all right? You know, but that's rare because most people, they just don't get the deadlines hit. Now, so most entrepreneurs were too distracted with shiny objects and puppy dogs and squirrels and all those things. And without deadlines, you don't have the focus and you never get anything done. So don't worry, it happens to all of us, even to the most disciplined entrepreneurs in the world. It happens once in a while, okay? Because there's Instagram and there's television and Netflix and Facebook ads and podcasts and a million other things in this busy, busy world. Now, the thing is, if you're distracted and not hitting your deadlines, you're not making enough money. And business owners are working too hard and they're spending their time being busy, but not having any accomplishment. And I know that's a sad feeling and I felt that way before, which is why I wrote the Perfect Day Formula book. And so that I can help you feel like you're not always working. Because if you are feeling that way, I want you to understand, it's not your fault. I was like that years ago. I had anxiety. Anxiety caused me to write this book, helped me, you know, the anxiety was really bad. It helped me build the structures and systems that I put in this book. And it gave me singularity of focus. And the power of singularity of focus changed my business. And how did I get that? Through many daily deadlines and long-term big deadlines for my goals and my dreams. And that's what I'm gonna teach you how to do. When you have these powerful principles in place, they make success automatic. It's like you can't be a failure if you have these principles in place, okay? So when you create the deadlines, you dominate your days, you become super successful, not just in business, but in every area of your life. You're present with your family. You have great relationships. You're healthy and happy again. And you're gonna start naturally making more money with less work. And it's absolutely amazing feeling. You kick that anxiety to the curb. I never have it anymore because of what I do now. So here's a couple of ideas I'm gonna help you with. First, you're gonna identify a daily deadline. What can you get done each day in a certain time in order for you to dominate? And second, you know, what can you do to identify a longer term deadline, which will lead to that exponential hockey stick-like growth in your business? And if you're struggling with that, no worries. So I had a client, Matt Del Negro, a Hollywood actor and Netflix star. You've probably seen him on TV. And he was writing a screenplay, but he struggled for years, okay? Years before he got my help because there was no deadline. So we added these mini deadlines and boom, he dominates his days and he's writing pages and pages. Now he's done and he's filming it. That's the power of this. So if you don't have this commandment in place, you're gonna struggle. And I wanna give you the support and step-by-step instructions you need, okay? So grab this little tool called the Perfect Day Formula. So if you want this and the other commandments of a perfect business, click the link in the first comment below to change your life. That's it. Those are the 10 foundational principles that you must use in your business to either start one right now or grow it to the next level. And if you want to be like my clients, Joel Marion, who has scaled from a high school teacher to someone doing over $100 million a year through email, through ads, through partnerships. And if you want to be like Bedros Koulian, who runs multiple businesses, but still gets home on time for dinner at 4 p.m. and to play with his kids and work out every single day and stay in great health and become a great leader and influencer, then what I want you to do right now is just go to craigballantyne.com/apply to work with me so that we can get you to the next level. Or send me a message on Instagram at realcraigballantyne or an email at support@earlytorise.com. And make sure you head over to iTunes, give this a 5-star ranking and review. We really appreciate you. And I want to know what you want to know next on the Early to Rise podcast. So make sure to send me a message. We'll talk to you soon.